Tara kept one eye on the hallway leading to Clay's office while filling drink orders for the few customers who'd come into the bar. She was dying to know what was going on behind that closed door, how Clay, Mason, and Levi were reacting to the news of a brother they hadn't known existed, and she was curious to find out how things were going for Jackson, too. When it came to the Kincaid brothers, three against one weren't great odds, especially when they perceived something or someone as a threat, and they'd been through enough in their lifetime to justify their wariness, even toward a man who looked identical to Clay and left no doubt in anyone's mind that they were twins. Grabbing a bottle of rum, she poured two shots into a tall glass and filled the rest with cola, then added a lime before setting it on the serving pad for Amanda to pick up and deliver to a table. Tara had only met Jackson less than an hour ago and had talked to him for a mere 30 minutes, but she sensed he had good intentions as far as the brothers were concerned. It remained to be seen if those three men would give him any kind of chance or decide that he was someone they could trust. For Jackson's sake, she hoped the Kincaid brothers came around. She'd sensed that he wanted more than just to let them know about their long-lost brother. It was as if Jackson needed them in his life. 15 short minutes after disappearing into the back room, Jackson returned by himself. Her gaze met his as he headed straight toward where she was standing behind the bar, but she couldn't get a read on his emotions. He looked like a man who knew all about control, including keeping any adverse reaction to himself. As he neared her, her traitorous body was quick to acknowledge him as a man, as it had when he'd sat at the bar earlier. A gorgeous, sexy, captivating man with a seductive mouth made for sinning and a lean, powerful body defined by the cut of his expensive suit. Even the way he walked was both sensual and assertive, and a very naughty part of her wondered if he was equally demanding in the bedroom with a woman's pleasure. The thought alone had her panties feeling damp. She shifted on her feet as awareness fluttered in her belly, and her heart even raced a bit faster, too. It seemed like it had been forever since she'd felt this level of temptation, this irrepressible attraction, and that was saying something considering all the men who came into the bar and hit on her on a nightly basis. She'd gone out with a few, but none of them had gotten past a date or two, and none had ever sparked the kind of burning desire she was feeling right now, without being physically touched at all. Her response to Jackson should have felt weird, considering he was Clay's twin and she'd once had a tiny crush on her boss before he'd met and married Samantha. But while the two brothers were similar in looks, she already knew that their personalities were vastly different. This man who'd just stopped in front of her, with only the counter separating them, was dynamic and sophisticated, more worldly and enigmatic compared to Clay's more casual persona and the simple way he chose to live. And he was way out of Tara's league. She considered herself an ordinary, average woman who poured drinks and managed a bar in a low to middle class neighborhood, and she carried around way too much baggage of guilt and regrets that sometimes felt like 100-pound weight on her conscience. Undoubtedly, Jackson was used to beautiful, exquisite females who were elegant and refined, women who came from respectable families and didn't have a past crammed full of shameful secrets. There was nothing about Tara or her life that was remotely close to being cultured in any way, and there never would be. He cocked his head to the side, his blue eyes flicking across her face before meeting her gaze again.
"Warm in here?"
he asked. His odd question caught her off guard. It was the last thing she'd expected him to say after leaving Clay's office.
No. Why?
A hint of a teasing smile tipped the corner of his mouth.
"Your skin, mostly your cheeks, look a little flushed."
Because she'd just been thinking about his prowess in the bedroom before her thoughts had veered off course. Suddenly feeling as though he'd read her mind somehow, that he knew exactly the kind of effect he had on her senses, she resisted the impulse to raise her palms to her flushed face. She asked a more important question of her own instead.
"How did it go in there?"
"As well as can be expected, I suppose."
He shrugged nonchalantly, though she didn't miss the quick flash of disappointment that passed through his eyes before he replaced it with a wry grin.